With the Great Paris Cipher broken in July 1812, it was just a matter of time before Wellesley discovered vulnerabilities in French defenses and was able to attack. Wellesley's big break, as well as Scovell's day of triumph, came at the Battle of Salamanca. After a long period of cat and mouse between the French and British armies, Wellesley received word that the French army could not expect reinforcements anytime soon. With this information, the British army launched a successful attack on the French at Salamanca. After suffering heavy casualties, the French were forced to retreat and even to concede Madrid to the British troops, a concession that dealt a permanent death blow to Joseph Bonaparte and the government he had worked so hard to create in Spain. Throughout 1812, Wellesley continued to exploit Scovell's growing skills in breaking the Great Paris Cipher, even as Napoleon proved too arrogant or naive to change his coats, that is, until the disaster at the Battle of Vittoria. While retreating from Vittoria, Joseph Bonaparte was forced to leave behind his carriage containing many valuable goods, including his personal deciphering tables for the Great Paris Cipher. As a result, the French abruptly changed their cipher tables in favor of a new grand cipher, rendering the British knowledge of the previous cipher nearly useless. While it is true that the British no longer enjoyed a clear knowledge of all of the politics and military movement of the French troops, they continued to bear down on the French military, leading to the fateful Battle of Waterloo, where Napoleon surrendered, bringing an end to the Napoleonic Wars. While the British had a strong and well-trained military, the French were a very worthy adversary. Fighting away from home in foreign territory gave the British a distinct disadvantage in some respects to the French and therefore required a tool to turn the tables. Scovell's work as a novice, yet very successful codebreaker, helped to shape the path of the British military campaign in the Iberian Peninsula by providing Wellesley with advance information about enemy troop movement, numbers, and future plans. There are a number of battles that Wellesley would have either not entered or decisively lost had it not been for his advanced knowledge of the French positions received from breaking the French codes. During the war, Wellesley gave credit to Scovell for his work and was greatly appreciative. Yet as soon as the war was won and the army returned home, this appreciation disappeared and Scovell returned home an unsung hero. It was not until many years later, in dire financial straits, that Scovell turned to his old friends in the military and pleaded with them for help that he receive some recognition and remuneration for his code work against Napoleon Bonaparte.
This ends Lecture 11. If you borrowed this course from a public library and would like your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800-636-3399, and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.